The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Radio's most challenging hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle, as the voice of one crying in the wilderness of depravity, moral corruption, and rebellion against the Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, I pray today that God will help you to have ears to hear this true prophetic message right out of the Holy Scriptures of your Holy Bible as I continue the message entitled, A Fool's Paradise. I want to begin today with a scripture found, and I think God is certainly has recorded our idolatry in the Word of God as he speaks out in Isaiah, the first chapter, beginning in verse 2. The prophet cried out and said, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass knows his master's crib, but Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors." He says, going on, "They've forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They're gone away backward." And he continues, that certainly sounds like our profile spiritually, doesn't it? He says, "Why will you be stricken anymore? Because you will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment." That certainly sounds like our sick society here in America, that's filled with bums and scalawags and drunken kids and cursing kids and two-timing mothers and daddies and pot-smoking, cigarette-smoking, lying, cursing. My God, immoral the conduct among our people certainly epitomizes this sick society and the generation that we're living among here in America. And the Bible says in Proverbs 14 and 9 that fools make a mock of sin. Fools make a mock of sin. Psalm 14 and 1 says, "The fool saith in his heart, there is no God." And then America tried to alibi and excuse ourselves from being guilty before God and trying to justify ourselves. We got too many preachers. They want to justify the foolish people and the people that's excessively sinful in this generation and rebellious against the Word of God. Just because they belong to their church and give them money, they want to justify them. But I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this kind of mess won't stand before the judgment of God. God's a holy God, and he demands holiness. And he says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. The fool saith in his heart, there is no God. And we're living in a country that the ungodly humanists are taking over this nation through our educational system. That's our public schools. And through the judicial system. That's the judges and the prosecuting attorneys in our judicial system that should obey the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to our Constitution. But they violate it right and left, perverting it, stretching it, twisting it, just like the preachers do in perverting the Bible by twisting the scriptures and trying to spring people loose from their responsibility to God to live holy, so the lawyers and judges have conspired against Americans that still believe in God, believe in the deity of Jesus Christ, believe in God as being the creator of this world in the biblical account of the creation, believe there are absolutes of right and wrong, that moral values are not self-determined and situational, that the Bible, through the Word of God, determines the morals and the moral values that we ourselves esteem to be something that are virtuous, and the laws of God that we'll be judged by when this life is over. We're living in a generation today that these humanists do not believe in the Word of God, the divinity of Jesus Christ, the inspiration of the Bible. They don't believe that God created the world. They don't believe in a heaven and a hell. They don't believe you can be saved and go to heaven, or if you're lost, you'll go to hell. They don't believe the soul lives on after death. God damn mercy sakes. They believe in sexual freedom between consenting individuals, regardless of their age, ladies and gentlemen. This includes premarital sex and homosexuality and incest, even, where fathers get in there, Lord, have mercy sakes, go to bed with their young daughters or their stepdaughters, and this is, my God, is being multiplied and magnified in America. These terrible, immoral conditions exist, and these perverted conditions exist. And they believe in the right to abortion. This is a bloody land, and God's going to judge it. I want to tell you something. The blood of innocence, God's going to require it of this generation, of these old foolish mothers and these old bloodthirsty doctors and parents. I tell you, God is going to require it. It is defiling this great land that the Lord gave us to live a life of liberty, but not a libertine. See, we've got libertine all mixed up with being free. We're free because of the law of God. Wouldn't it be nice we'd all live by the Ten Commandments? We'd love God with all our heart, our neighbors, ourselves. We wouldn't take the name of the Lord our God in vain. We'd remember the Sabbath day and every day to keep it holy. We'd honor our fathers and our mothers. Wouldn't that be wonderful? We wouldn't steal. We wouldn't kill. We wouldn't commit adultery or immorality. We wouldn't bear false witness against our neighbor, and we wouldn't covet anything that is our neighbor's. And preachers in the pulpit saying, we are not duty-bound, or we're not responsible to obey the laws of God. Jesus Christ saves us, and we have liberty. These preachers today, 99% of them in America, is making libertines out of people. And this humanism has even got in the pulpits of the church and in the classrooms in our Sunday schools. And it is destroying this great nation of ours. Humanism a few years back was declared by the United States Supreme Court to be a religion. And now I want to ask you a question. Does this religion have effective Sunday schools? Well, not exactly. It has effective Monday through Friday schools in our public school system. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Our public schools are the forums for these humanists that teach these ungodly doctrines, rejecting the deity of Christ, rejecting the creation of God, rejecting the inspiration of the Bible, rejecting any absolute values that the Bible sets in the Ten Commandments, God's divine law. They believe in anything that you have freedom in, freedom of committing a sex act or homosexuality or any kind of rebellion. They believe in that. But they don't believe in a Christian's right to get out here and preach on the radio or on TV or have a school for your children. No, they want to close everything down and deny us our personal and religious freedom. And in a few short years, if we don't fight back and rise up against this stinking, creeping paralysis that's creeping upon this nation to destroy us in any effort of anybody to stand up and fight back against these humanists, they want to denounce it that we are the troublemakers. Well, they're the troublemakers, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you one thing. Our schools are rapidly changing from traditional education to these change agents, these humanists who go off into one of these old perverted universities or even preachers of these old cemeteries. Oh, I mean seminaries. Oh, well, they're cemeteries. They kill them dead. When they come out, they're plumb dead. I tell you, I went to a seminary, and I stayed there 2 years, and I almost died, and God spared me and told me to leave, and I did. Praise God. And my Lord, they teach you everything but the Word of God.
They teach you psychology. They teach you all kind of old counseling. They teach you sex education. They teach you theology, but they don't teach the Word of God to prospective ministers. They come out of there, and all they knew how to do is counsel you through psychological process. Ladies and gentlemen, these change agents that they're called in humanist terminology and jargon, they change the conscience of our children in these public schools. And they tell their children there's no need for God, nor parental values. Even their parents are portrayed as being unloving, uncaring, and inadequate to meet their needs. And slowly, our children in the public schools are conditioned to view his parents with distrust and disrespect. An alienation of affections often results and even into serious emotional, moral, and spiritual problems that follow this perverted teaching in our public schools. Well, it's disguised. It's hard to determine it. But if we determine the extent of humanism in the school, it requires some detective work. Terms of designation are always changing. And these people they're sneaky, even when there's not, when the school board doesn't permit it. These change agents, they come in and subtly teach without the books. These change agents come in there and they disguise their real identity, and they encourage them, the children, to accept them as their models, to change their behavioral patterns and so forth. And these teachers are trained with our tax dollars to effectively teach humanism in the schools, in our public school system today. And many times, it's not in a textbook or a manual that's got into the school as yet. But they're getting these textbooks into our classrooms and libraries that are immoral. They're anti-family. They're anti-American. And they even range films for the kids to view in the classrooms. And all this material on humanism, teaching them that deity of God is not real. They don't need the Bible. They don't need their parents. They don't teach them to be patriotic. There's no hereafter. They don't have anybody to answer to except themselves. And anything that is right or wrong is determined by themselves, or it's situational. And as long as they don't harm anyone else, it doesn't hurt anything. And you won't have to face judgment with God after death. These things are destructive. They are absolutely destroying this nation of ours. That there's no fear of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we must take a stand against it, and I pray that God will stir your hearts. And you can write us and get messages on video cassette, audio cassette, and in print that we can help you to fight back. Shall we pray? Father, receive our thanks for the message today, and we pray that you'll stir hearts. God, they'll rise up. We can stir up thousands in America not only to pray, but to join us in a crusade to roll back this old spiritual darkness that's creeping upon us, to destroy our personal and religious liberty, that we can no longer be your servants and messengers on these airwaves, in the pulpit, and by literature. God, stir hearts and turn them to your righteousness in Jesus' name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. Our mailing address, I'll just give it once, my time's about gone, is Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. If you'd like to have this literature on what is humanism, we'd like to mail it to you without cost or obligation. If you want it on video cassette, these messages, or on audio cassette, then we would have to receive an offering, a liberal offering from you, to share these with you. We have a monthly magazine we'd like to also share with you, that you could monthly or bi-monthly receive the instruction and receive the enlightenment of what's happening in America here, as we keep you up to date on the works of the devil and these ungodly humanists. Write me, and may God bless you. Until our next broadcast, this is Brother Pringle, and saying may God grip your hearts in this message until tomorrow, in Jesus' name.